Okay, Priya, or something. About time there. My sons have moved away from home. Are now taking care of themselves. And well, you know, you who are parents of age know how it feels. Separation, and you remember, oh, this is where I, on my walk now, actually put Leo down, 3 months old or something, changing his diapers on the green grass lawn here, and this is where we did this and that. And, well, it can kind of hurt a bit with sorrow. Oh, it's not there anymore. But now today, when I passed by this same spot, which I often do when I take my walks and other spots like that, I felt more at, well, this is where this thing happens. Happens somewhere there in time and space of this world. And there am I, present, experiencing that. With all that it includes. And I guess that's what this timeline thing that Einstein spoke about maybe works. And here is a space-time where there are different slots, different events. And here I am with my consciousness right now focused at a certain slot, certain spot. But maybe I could step out of this body, this spot, slot, and step into another one. And I mean, this is what I practically experienced people doing, at least cognitively, or how to say it, experientially, during regressive hypnotherapy sessions, when you go back in time to childhood, whatever. This is what we work with very much, deal with, exploring events that we need to deal with and explore, so on. So and when I read and hear accounts, reports by near-death experiencers, they often talk about that, how time is different. Now here I am in eternal time, not that shrunk, limited time there in the earthly realm. And yes, when we say that, don't you feel a little like I do that may be something to this? And that actually, all these experiences that we ever had are not lost. They're there in our existence here. And when we leave this place, well, maybe we can see all of those, and that's what these people also have reported. All things that happen in life, and well, even in hypnotherapy, we routinely do go past this life and look at previous lives as well. So again, you look at it from the outside, there should be no reason for hankering or lamentation of loss, or hankering for gain, because we have all that we want and that we need. That's how powerful we are, the souls.